Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm your host, Brett, and this is the midweek show. How's everybody doing so far this week? I hope good. I'm feeling a little better from my heart deal. I'm getting around a lot better. Work's getting a lot easier. So, with that being said, this week, be covering the band Queensryche. I got to looking back, and we've only done one album from them, and so I'm gonna do another album. This is actually my second favorite album of theirs. I'm gonna be covering Empire tonight. Empire's Queensryche's fourth full-length studio album. And if you didn't know, they're from the Seattle, Washington area. Album was released on September 4th, 1990. It was recorded Vancouver Studios in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And also some tracks were recorded in the Triad Studios in Redmond, Washington. Genres: heavy metal, progressive metal, and some people might even call it glam metal, which I don't. I would say it's more progressive than glam, for sure. Length of this album is 63 minutes and 23 seconds. It was released under EMI USA for the label. This album was produced by Peter Collins. It was engineered and mixed by James Burton and Marcus Romare at Royal Recorder Studios in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And there's actually this album was remastered. I'll get to that when I go through the track list. But it was engineered by a totally different set of people. Paul Northfield, Neil Kamen, Tom Hall. And it was mastered by Bob Ludwig at Master Disc in New York City. Okay, on to the charts and certifications here. 1990, got up to number 7 on the Billboard Top 200. And it charted in 91 at number 9. And also, still in 1992, it got up to 67. So, this is by far their most successful album that they've ever had. So, certifications: 3 times platinum in the United States. That's 3 million copies sold. Silver in the UK, 60,000 copies sold. And in Canada, it went platinum with 100,000 copies sold. All right, let's go over the band. Got Jeff Tate on vocals, Chris DeGarmo on guitars, Michael Wilton on guitars, Eddie Jackson on bass and backing vocals, Scott Rockenfield on drums and percussion. Then we got some additional people here that aren't actually in the band. We got Michael Kamen. He did the orchestral arrangements on Silent Lucidity. He was the conductor. Randy Gain. He did the voice for the answering machine message on the song Empire. and Robert Bailey, keyboards and keyboard programming. Okay, let's go over the track list. Track one, we got Best I Can, 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Track two, The Thin Line. Oh, also Best I Can, it was released as a single also. Track two, The Thin Line, 5 minutes and 42 seconds. Jet City Woman is track three, 5 minutes and 20 seconds. And that was also released as a single. Track four, Della Brown, 7 minutes and 4 seconds. That's probably my least favorite song on the whole album. It's sort of depressing. track five, Another Rainy Night Without You, 4 minutes and 44 seconds. Track six, title track to the album, Empire, 5 minutes and 7 seconds. And that was also released as a single and had a music video on MTV. Track 7, Resistance, 4 minutes and 47 seconds. Track 8, Silent Lucidity, 5 minutes and 45 seconds. That was also released as a single, music video, and it was actually nominated for a Grammy that year. I think 91 it was actually nominated. Track 9, Hand on Heart, 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Track 10, One and Only, 5 minutes and 52 seconds. And track 11, Anybody Listening, 7 minutes and 40 seconds. And then in 2003, they reissued the CD and had 3 bonus tracks on it. Which would make track 12, Last Time in Paris, 3 minutes and 51 seconds. Track 13, they actually covered Simon and Garfunkel's Scarborough Fair, and that was actually recorded back in 1986, and that comes in at 3 minutes 51 seconds also. And track 14, Dirty Little Secret, 4 minutes and 7 seconds. And then in 2019, I think, they did the 20th anniversary edition. No, it would have been 2020 for the 20th anniversary. And they put out a bonus disc with a live recording of a show that they did at the Hammersmith Odeon in London, England on November 15th of 1990. And that's actually a very good live recording. It sounds awesome. So I actually listened to it today again. So yeah, it sounds really good. Okay, moving on to the tour. It was called the Building Empires Tour, and they basically went on the road right when the album was released in September and did a 30-date European tour with Lynch Mob. Then after that, they came back, went down to did the Rock in Rio, then went to Japan. Toured Japan, come back, did some dates in the States with Suicidal Tendencies, and then went back to Europe on the Monsters of Rock tour till about the late summer of 91, and then came back and toured the States again with Suicidal again. I actually got to see them. They played 3 nights in the Long Beach Arena, and I was there the second night actually. And then they ended up the tour up in their home state of Washington, like the first week of January of 92. So they were on the road a long time. I think it was like 160 shows altogether or something. So, yeah, that was hell of a good show, though. And that's all I got for the tour info. Like I said, this album was their biggest hit to date, for sure. They sort of played Silent Lucidity a lot on the radio, and it sort of got old after a while, but I still like this album. Everybody gave it a good review that I read on it, so all the big names. With that being said, I think I'm going to give it 4 Devil Horns. There's a couple of weak songs on this album, but for the most part, I like all the songs on it. Probably my favorite song is, I'd have to say, Jet City Woman, with the title track coming in probably second. Empire, both great songs. Yeah, I'll give it a 4. If it wasn't for them couple of stragglers on there, I'd probably give it a 4.5, maybe even a 5. Like this album a lot. All right, everybody, that's all I got for Queensryche Empire. Thanks for listening. Check us out on the social medias. Join the group. Don't have to answer no questions anymore. You can get in there without asking any questions. It's basically just an open group. We don't have too many problems weeding out idiots, though, that come in there trying to sell shit. But, yeah, check us out on the YouTube on Sundays. We're finally doing the cursed show that we were been planning on doing. We're gonna do that Hammer Phantom of the Opera this week, so hope you like that. And that'll come out on Easter Sunday, so buy some merch. I'm gonna be putting up some new designs and stuff here pretty soon too, so check it out. I'll post all that. If you want to buy us a cup of coffee, you can do that. And the biggest thing, leave us an Apple iTunes review and rating, if you would, please. All right, everybody, that's it. Thanks again, and stay evil, everybody.
Next message. Saved Saturday at 9:24 p.m.
Sorry, I'm just... It's starting to hit me like a, 2-ton heavy thing.
Miss Westside, Miss Westside, don't Another hungry look in her eyes again, pacing the floor. The hunt begins. Skin tight leather provides my pleasure.
With my ears,
walk away and leave forever. I dare. Raise my eyes, she stands, holding out healing hands. Are you happy now?
Chance, wide awake, you face the day your dream is over? Or has it just begun? There's a place I